This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights is gravely concerned about the fate of some 100,000 people caught up in the fight to root the extremist group ISIL from the Syrian city of Raqqa. In a statement released on Wednesday, Zayd Raad al-Hussein called on all sides, including international forces, to ensure their operations are in full compliance with international law. This includes taking all feasible precautions to prevent civilians from being killed. Stefan Dujarric is the UN spokesperson.
Meanwhile, our humanitarian colleagues in the country said they are concerned by the reported attacks against civilians across Idlib Governorate, with at least 8 attacks from improvised explosive devices reported last week. The deadliest attack took place in Dana town on June 24th, when at least 3 IEDs exploded in a public market area during iftar, reportedly resulting in the deaths of 10 people, including women and children.
36 tons of life-saving medical and water purification supplies have been airlifted to Yemen, which is facing what UN agencies say is the world's worst cholera outbreak. The UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, announced on Wednesday that 3 charter planes transported the supplies, which include enough oral rehydration salt to treat 10,000 people. More than 1,300 people have died in Yemen due to cholera, which has spread to nearly all 22 governorates in the country over the past 2 months. The disease is characterized by watery diarrhea and can be fatal if untreated. UNICEF said more airlifts are planned in the coming days. University students everywhere are being asked to help the UN tackle the global problem of marine litter. They're encouraged to enter the world's first student competition to find fresh solutions to deal with the 8 million tons of plastic that end up in the oceans every year. The competition is organized by the UN Environment Programme, UNEP, and Think Beyond Plastic, which supports startups working to eliminate plastic pollution. To participate, students must be enrolled in a graduate or postgraduate program as of June 2017 and must also be supported by a faculty member. Entries can be submitted in one or more of the following categories: engineering and design, communication, economics, and prediction and recovery. Winners from each category will have the chance to present their innovations at the 6th International Marine Debris Conference in San Diego, California, next March. They also will get to participate in an annual program run by Think Beyond Plastic, which helps make ideas become commercially viable. Further information about the competition can be found at www.thinkbeyondplastic.com, that's one word, / Marine Plastics Innovation Challenge, also one word. Deanne Penn, United Nations.